This is Brian singing and dancing with his co-workers at Maloof in Logan. It happens a lot at Maloof.
We have company parties. Brian will dance most of the night for us.
That's Brian Blotter, the human relations director from Maloof, talking about Ryan Dickey. Ryan has a disability. He's also very involved in his job.
The way I understand it is Utah State reached out to Sam, our owner, and he agreed to bring on Ryan and Sarah, and they have worked for us for 2 years.
Maloof has a lot of social activities, weekly company meetings, free lunch in the dining area, events like movie nights and casino night, company parties. Ryan participates a lot. But for some employees with disabilities, fitting in can be a real challenge.
A lot of times people with autism are not so aware of how others are feeling about them. We don't always know if we're doing a good job or a bad job unless someone like a manager or a fellow coworker has given us that feedback.
That's Taylor Walters.
I currently work at Columbus Community Center in the NextWork program. I'm a job coach and job developer there. It's a program that helps adults with autism get into the workforce.
Taylor is also on the autism spectrum, and he knows firsthand the challenges job seekers with autism face.
Where I first worked was a big struggle because one of the things that I don't do well with is high repetition. When they moved me to the laundry department, where you literally stand in one place folding laundry and hanging them up, it drove me insane. I wish that I would have been able to disclose my disability. And I'm more open about it now at that age when I was first working. I definitely tried to keep it under wraps.
Valerie Destu of the University of Utah works with employers, educators, and employees to raise awareness on hiring people who literally think differently. She leads the Utah Neurodiversity Workforce Program. Valerie and Taylor both spoke to us from the KCPW studio in Salt Lake City.
We reach out to a lot of tech companies or biomedical kind of companies. So they realize that they have employees who might be neurodiverse. When we did an awareness training, we had 108 employees attend, and 3 people disclosed that they were on the autism spectrum after the fact who had not before. We hear a lot that this is absolutely not charity work. These individuals are really skilled and talented, but employers don't know how to best support them. Say if you said to somebody to photocopy these papers, insinuating to photocopy this and then give it back to me, and it's not clear, so they will photocopy it and not follow through with the next step.
It's not just simply a disability and people that need help. A lot of these people have a lot to offer to their communities and to society. A lot of people with autism are some very great tech geniuses, because one thing that they are able to do that most people would almost consider a superpower is they could focus on one thing for hours at a time.
Blotter at Maloof is working with an employee who has a different disability. For Ryan, the challenges are different too, but they found ways to make it work.
It's hard for us to understand what he is saying. When he gets nervous or when he's trying to communicate, he speaks really, really fast. And they gave him a card and he'll touch a picture. So that helps slows him down so people can understand his communication.
As for the dancing, that's easy to understand. For Utah Public Radio, I'm JoLynn Lyon.
Support for Diagnose comes from Intermountain Healthcare, a not-for-profit healthcare system with 23 hospitals and 170 medical clinics located throughout the Intermountain West. Intermountain Healthcare also offers managed care under the insurance brand Select Health. Information at intermountainhealthcare.org.